Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Those who do not remember history are damned to repeat it, right?
That's what we hear.
We hear that. Here you go. Shocking new survey finds 20% of young New Yorkers think Jews caused the Holocaust. It gets worse. The analysis from the Claims Conference surveyed adults ages 18 to 39 in 50 states on their knowledge of the Holocaust. 63% of respondents did not know that 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust. Here we go.
Boy.
Overall, 11% of American millennial and Gen Z respondents to the survey said Jews caused the Holocaust.
That doesn't even make any sense. How can the victim of genocide be the cause of it?
Got me. And of course, the most obscure fact now from the Holocaust that should be very obvious was the nature of the party that was in leadership.
Right, yes.
They were socialists.
Yes, the National Socialist.
German Workers' Party.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And one of the most fascinating aspects of this is that if you've ever seen movies, there's a lot of movies on. I just want to understand. I mean, are these kids not on YouTube all day? Are they not on Netflix? I mean, so many Holocaust movies. You know, I mean, like you missed all of that. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Maybe you were playing.
Might we suggest Schindler's List?
That'd be a good place. It's a good place to start.
Yes.
It's really clear who the good guys and the bad guys are in that. It's very simple. Everybody can get it. But you know, one of the things that's interesting, do you know the Nazis did not call themselves Nazis? In America, especially American-made movies, Nazis will refer to themselves as Nazis, but they didn't use that term. You know, the term was made up by the American media because they did not want to call them by their former party name, the National Socialist German Workers' Party, because that would have made it real clear that they were socialists. So they took to abbreviating it N-A-Z-I, but the Nazis did not refer to themselves as Nazis. That was not a thing. Our media made that up. So even then, they're covering for socialists, right?
Mm-hmm.
48% of people surveyed could not name a single concentration camp or ghetto, like Auschwitz, very famous one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Maybe for some of these kids, a trip to the Holocaust Museum is due?
Yeah, and let's not make it a protest. Let's make it a
right,
sort
right.
Of a
no, let's not burn it down. Yes, okay. So unbelievable, just the absolute ignorance here. The worst ignorance in New York of all places. I thought that was supposed to be enlightened. Nearly 20% believe Jews were responsible for the Holocaust there, followed by 16% in Louisiana, Tennessee, and Montana. At least 15% said the Jews were responsible for the Holocaust in Arizona, Connecticut, Georgia, Nevada, and New Mexico. Now, the Nazi party would have had you believe that. So Nazi propaganda is still alive and well in America. In our idiot youngsters, ages 18 to 39. The organization said the findings demonstrate a clear lack of awareness of key historical facts nationally among adults, young adults ages 18 to 39, you think?
So who do we blame here? Do we blame the students?
I don't know.
Well,
I guess the schools. I mean, I don't know how they missed this.
Thank you. That's where I was going with this. Yeah. It's like, you know, blaming the victims of the Holocaust for the Holocaust. Blaming the students for their lack of education.
I don't even know how this is possible. No. I mean, like, and even my kids, I mean, the oldest one of my kids is in seventh grade. They could have told you all of this. I don't know if they could name a concentration camp, maybe. But they could have told you all those facts. Who did it? How many Jews died? They could tell you that. I mean, we've been discussing these things since they were little, not just the Holocaust, but all things. I mean, we history and books and American history,
Do they know who Anne Frank is?
I believe so. You know what I'll do today? I'll ask when I go home. I don't think I've ever talked to them about Anne Frank, but that's an interesting, I'll ask each one of them separately if they knew who Anne Frank is when I go home.
I mean, that's, even from a literary standpoint, that's an important historical figure.
Yes, she was a fantastic writer.
Let alone the, you know, the circumstances of her demise.
So, wow. Meanwhile, we can go ahead and add this to the list of stuff that's going to be canceled. And by the way, things are canceled for the silliest of reasons now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out with Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Vox says it needs to be canceled. It's got to go away.
Okay. And the reason for that is?
Because it is a symbol of exclusion and elitism. Basically, a white guy did it. And that just doesn't work anymore. Thinking like, did he own slaves? No. Did he oppress anyone? No, he's pretty busy writing music.
Yeah.
Well, then why does it have to go? They say it's because his work cannot stand alone and because it has been propped up by white, wealthy men whose embrace of the musical composition stood as a symbol of their superiority and importance. Well, could it just have been really good? No, never mind.
So then rich people who support artists are reason to cancel those artists.
I believe so, yes.
I guess, though, the part I left out must be only white rich people that support white artists must be canceled. Because there are plenty of very talented and historically important minority artists and benefactors, philanthropists, who support black artists. Are they to be canceled because they have money?
I don't know. In instances like this, Lee, where I can't answer the question, I just refer you to Democrat Party
Should
headquarters.
Should we be canceling anybody that was supported by Oprah Winfrey? That's a very powerful, rich black woman.
Self-made, too.
Yes.
Came from poverty.
Right.
Which she now tells you can't do in America. Did you see this book she's pushing
out? What about Jay-Z?
Yeah, well, I know. He's one of the worst. Another self-made person. Who would have you believe you can't make it if you're black in America while he cashes check after check. Did you see Oprah Winfrey is now pushing the book Cast and arguing that America is like a caste system, racially and economically?
No, it's not. And she should know because...
Do you know, she has any idea how stupid she sounds saying that? Yes. She's a self-made billionaire.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, what are you talking about?
I have extreme differences of opinion with her on theology and political ideology. But you were talking about a very intelligent, talented woman who made billions and has made other people rich and has shared that wealth. Not that she has to, but has.
And who came from poverty and who was an abuse victim, right, and overcame all of it and now tells you that you can't do the same.
You could say the same thing about Whoopi Goldberg. Once again, I have extreme political and ideological and theological differences with her, but she made herself into a very successful woman coming from a very, very neglected and horrible background. I mean, we could go on and on and on about this in this country. There is no country on the face of the earth where anyone of any race, of any gender, of any sexual persuasion, of any religion can rise as high as their talent and their ambition will take them. There is no other country on earth that does this because we are a capitalist representative republic. That's why. The very things these people are fighting against are the very things that are the reasons for the success of the individual in this country.
Speaking of individual success, it's just if you go to the polls and you throw Donald Trump out because he might have been a little mean in his tweets, and you totally overlook the fact that Nancy Pelosi called half this country enemies of the state, and you don't, and that's okay, that's cool. But Trump was a little rude in his tweets, so we got to get rid of him. Understand what the cost to you is going to be. Speaking of upward mobility. Do you see this Census Bureau report? I meant to make more of this actually earlier, and shame on me for not doing it. I'm going to have to do it again tomorrow now in the earlier hours of the show. Census Bureau, U.S. household income, on average, this is average, jumped 7% in 2019. That is monstrous.
7% in 7% one year.
7% in one year. Now, obviously, some of that's been knocked out by the coronavirus. But if Trump's policies can do it once, he can do it again. Yeah, you're right. The governors did it. It wasn't, yes. It was the governor shutting down the economy. Yeah, self-inflicted financial devastation.
The economy shot itself in the foot due to the governors.
Yep. Average U.S. household income increase 7% 2019. That is staggering. Can you imagine 3 years of that back to back? What that would do for people?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'll never forget this, though. Wall Street Journal article. It was back when I was at WBT, and I've tried to find since then if this is still the case. If anyone can find this, please let me know. It was one of the most just amazing comparisons I've ever seen. And what it was, the average American will move two tax brackets in their lifetime, and they will occupy three. Three tax brackets. That's amazing. And so what they were saying is, and this was very interesting, it was happening at all levels. People were going from the lower tax brackets and up over lifetimes, but they were also in upper tax brackets and falling down.
Yeah.
There's this idea in America that once you hit a high tax bracket, you're never going to like not be rich again, or you're never going to not be affluent again. Like you're just going to be there for the rest of your life, and that can't change.
Ask Dave Ramsey about that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've lived it myself. I've lost a business. I know what that's like to be poor, and affluent in the same decade. I know what it's like to be like, well, let's see, I'm pregnant. I'll go to half my appointments, and have the doctor look at me like I'm a crack mom. Like, why are you only going to half your appointments? And I wanted to go, has it dawned on you? I can't afford to go to the other half. I've been there, done that. But, you can, this happens. This is a very, you can fall down and get up again and again in this country. That is a beautiful thing. We should celebrate it. We should vote for it. Yeah. I'm here to tell you, you vote Joe Biden, it ends. We go back to the way it was during the Obama era, where you were lucky to cobble together two part-time jobs to make a full-time one without health insurance.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a crazy ex-girlfriend, as we call her around here. Now a member of Congress, leading the socialist revolution in America. Praising the people who have taken to the streets. What's she think about Joe Biden? Oh, we're not worried about him, she says. We can push him to a more progressive direction. Heck, you can push him down the hall to another room if you like. He won't know. Yep, that's the plan. She doesn't seem at all concerned. Take a listen.
I think overall, we can likely push Vice President Biden in a more progressive direction across policy issues. I think foreign policy is an enormous area where we can improve. Immigration is another one. Criminal justice is another area where we can pursue a lot of progressive direction. You know, there are some areas where we just fundamentally disagree, but that's okay. You know,
this is smart. These are Republican talking points she's using. This is smart. You know what the unspoken lie is here? And look, she probably got this off Fox News. The underlining lie here, and it's very clever how they're telling it, and I wish people on our side would shut up about it, is this conveys, well, you know, Joe Biden, he's very moderate. He's just moderate. But we can probably push him. And then our side goes, we're afraid he'll get pushed. Pushed? I don't need to be pushed. This is driving me nuts. Even our side will do this. Well, you know, Joe's very moderate, but he could be, maybe he'll be influenced. They don't have to influence him. He's already signed on to a version of the Green New Deal more radical than the one in California right now that's causing rolling blackouts. He wants to eliminate all use of all fossil fuels, all, including natural gas, gasoline, oil, all of it by 2035. You think that's not radical? 28% to 32% on average each quarter of the Trump administration of our growth. Our economic growth is based on fracking. It's called the minerals category. Bureau of Labor, wiped out, gone. And good luck. Good luck with that. He signed the ACLU's pledge. He will free 50% of federal inmates. Just across the board, free him. The other day, he was saying how he was going to take your gun. They don't want you to have police. So this idea of, well, you know, we think we can push him, and then the Republicans are all over Fox. Well, he might be pushed to the left. Morons, he is on the left. That was a sleight of hand she just did there. That was her saying, well, you know, he's kind of moderate for me, but we'll fix it. That's a double message. It's a message to swing voters. You don't have to be afraid of Joe. He's very moderate. It's a message to Republicans just to stay home. It's, hey, no, Joe will be fine. And it's a message to the left. Don't worry. We got him taken care of. He's going to be a left-wing loon. It's brilliant. It's brilliant messaging. I even hear, you know, big name talk show hosts do this. Talk about, well, you know, we're just worried Joe will get pushed. Joe doesn't have to be pushed anywhere. The guy said he was going to eliminate fossil fuels, all of it. In case you were still wondering and missed the part where he co-authored his platform with Bernie Sanders, it's called the Biden-Sanders Plan. It is displayed prominently on his campaign website. Bernie Sanders is a self-admitted socialist. Biden was not allowed to write his own plan. He had to do it with Bernie Sanders and touted it. They're not hiding this. They're promoting it. So please, for all of you who use me for show prep, and I love you all, I really do, don't say Biden will be influenced by the left. He is the radical left. Absolutely is the radical left. He doesn't have to be influenced to do jack. God, don't fall for this. This just, oh, I get so frustrated. Every time I hear someone on our side say this, I just darn near lose my mind.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Text writes here, don't lose your mind. That's the first step to becoming a liberal. Don't worry, I'm fine. It'll be okay. Texter writes, so which is it? Is Joe Biden a radical leftist mastermind or a demented, doddering old fool? He is both. Texter writes, it can't be both. Why not? It was a segregationist before that. Men, you know, people can change. I mean, I'm just going by who he said he was in the primary when he still remembered who he was. Wow. Texter writes, I guess it's the Harris administration. I mean, that's what they're telling us. Is it not? I mean, even Biden's, after she came out and said it was going to be the Harris administration with Joe Biden. I'm still not over that. The Harris administration with Joe Biden. Can you imagine if Pence said a thing like that? The media would be all over them. 25th Amendment. Oh my God. Remove him now. Military coup. But then for Harris to say it twice, she repeated twice in 2 minutes. The Harris administration with Joe Biden was her exact words.
A Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's it. Together with Joe Biden. And then Joe said it the day after.
Harris-Biden administration is going to relaunch that effort and keep pushing further to make it easier for military spouses and veterans to find meaning.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You can't find the door, honey. Texter writes, many times in my life, I've wondered how the German people could have fallen victim so easily and quickly to what we call the Nazi Party. Over the past 10 years, I've found myself visiting Holocaust museums in Washington, D.C., New York City, Jerusalem, Amsterdam, Munich, and the concentration camp. I always left with more questions than answers. Watching events unfold recently in the Republic, formerly known as the United States, my questions about how the German populace was duped are beginning to be self-evident. Yes. Speaking of duped and duping, all of which are going on right now. Jim Jordan, it's my first epic rant today, Representative Jim Jordan, laying you out on the progress the left is making in using mail-in balloting. We could use absentee ballots. There's a nice little chain of custody trail with those, but they don't want that. They want to mail everybody on the voter list ballots in these swing states so that it gets nice and confusing about who won, so that if we don't know who won by the 20th of January, the decision is taken out of the hands of the voters, which is exactly what they want, and put into hands of either the courts or Congress, or a combo of the two. The elites, in other words, as to who the president actually is. Jim Jordan highlighted the progress the left is making toward that, and it is outrageous. It's today's first epic rant.
In Nevada, the Democrat legislature in Nevada said this regarding absentee ballots. Absentee ballots received up to 3 days after the election, even if you can't distinguish the postmark, will be counted. I mean, I thought you had to win elections on Election Day. I thought you had to go campaign before Election Day. We have elections on Election Day. You count the votes and then you declare a winner. But that's not how the Democrats want it to work. And we need look no further than Chairwoman Maloney's primary election just a few months ago. 13,000 ballots had postmark problems. That's what the gentleman's amendment tries to clarify and make sure we're doing this fairly and securely. 13,000 in her election. You know how long it took? You know how long it took for Chairwoman Maloney to be declared the winner in her race? The election was June 23rd. She wasn't declared the winner until August 5th. 43 days later. Now, understand our law. We got an election on November 4th. On December 14th, the Electoral College meets. You know how many days it goes from November 4th? How many days from November 4th to December 14th when the Electoral College meets? 41 days. Wow. It took 43 for one congressional district. 43 for one congressional district in a primary, and we're talking about all these mail. This is the concern. And now when you have states saying you can fix your ballot after it's already been filled out, sent to the Board of Elections, you can fix errors, whatever that means, in Pennsylvania. That's what they're suing to try to do, Democrats. And Democrats in Nevada said 3 days after the election, if we get your ballot and, oh, we can't quite distinguish the postmark, we're going to count that too. So this is when I say Democrats are trying to win the election after the election, look at the evidence. That's what so many Americans, I appreciate every amendment the gentleman from Kentucky has brought. I hope when we have the vote later today that every single one of them will be passed. He understands what the American people see. This is scary, the road the Democrats are trying to take us down. So scary. And this is one step we can do to help clean up and safeguard, make sure American elections are what they've always been. Safe, secure, fair. And we actually know who the winner is when the election happens. not days. You guys started this 3 weeks ago. You started 3 weeks ago when you went after the Postmaster General, had your legislation, trying to, and we didn't call it a hoax, Madam Chair. You said this earlier. We didn't, the Wall Street Journal called what you were doing a hoax. This whole thing you did. We didn't do that. We just said what they said. You want the chaos and confusion because you know, you guys know President Trump is going to win election night. He's going to be winning, but you want to count, you want to find, you want to keep finding, you want to keep looking for ballots after election day. And you know this happened because it took 43 days in your election. This is scary. This is a small step we can take to better safeguard our what should be our sacred election process.
Amen to that. Folks, you know, on another subject, I got to get this in, as I meant to do this earlier. We need to start paying attention to what's going on with pedophilia as a thing. I mean, we used to generally agree across parties that pedophilia was a bad thing in this country. That was a pretty safe thing to say in public. That's till this week. And I gave you a heads up a few weeks ago when Twitter changed the rules on pedophilia to allow pedophiles to, and those who want to discuss the lifestyle of pedophilia, to openly do that on the platform. You can't share, you know, kiddie porn or anything like that. You know, you can't share, you know what I'm saying. But you can talk about pedophilia openly. They changed the rules so people could do it. They could have, you know, discussions of it. It was one tiny little step toward making it okay. I'm telling you, folks, in the coming years, you will hear pedophilia described as a lifestyle and an orientation you were born with. That's coming. I've been warning about that for a couple of years now. A lifestyle and an orientation you were born with. So that happened a few weeks, what was it, like 4 or 5 weeks ago on Twitter? They changed the rules of engagement. So as long as you weren't profane, you know, in other words, you weren't talking about things sexually inappropriate, you could discuss pedophilia generally. That would allow pedophiles to get together and discuss their lifestyles, so long as they weren't overt about the, you know, biological technical details, shall we say? And now look at this. Here we go. Twitter just censored a conservative activist for harassing pedophiles. Oh, they have rights now. Oh, fantastic. When did that happen? Last week? Was that last week? Did I miss that? Twitter locked down conservative activist CJ Pearson, who is black, locked him out of his account yesterday, forced him to delete a tweet the company says violated its abuse and harassment policies. The tweet attacked pedophiles. Here's what he wrote. Every pedophile in America should be castrated. Okay, folks, this was a common way to deal with pedophiles. Chemical castration, not physical, but chemical castration. Judges have ordered it in many cases. It's not as common now, but certainly was still, you know, used all the way up through the 90s. I don't know, maybe it'd still be going on now. A Twitter spokeswoman told Breitbart News the tweet violated the platform's policies against abuse and harassment. Wow. Pedophiles should be castrated. Again, a common treatment for pedophiles who want to be let out on bond, things like that, chemical castration. In other words, taking hormones that prevent you from having much of a sex drive. CJ Pearson is a black Gen Z conservative, founder of the and president of the Free Thinker Project. Not much free thinking allowed. So, I mean, you know, watch it. Just folks, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, I'm sure Facebook will follow suit. I mean, if you are thinking of criticizing pedophilia as a lifestyle, you may want to think about that if you want to keep your Twitter account. Good God, for every day I say this, where are we going to be this time next year? But, you know, I warn you about this when with the gay marriage decision. I said this was one of the things that was coming. And when that ruling came down, I was less afraid of the actual marriage decision to allow gay marriage. I was where this is coming from was a small part of that decision. It was an opinion written by Kennedy, remember? And it invented the right to self-identity out of nowhere. And do you remember Jonathan Turley, the George Mason law professor, warning about this? He's a liberal. He said the right to self-identity would bump up against the First Amendment. The right to self-identity, we're seeing them begin to practice it. This is why they're suddenly so interested in transgender people. They're just using them. This is the basis they've used. For instance, in New York, you can lose your business license if you don't use a person's a customer's pronoun that they'd prefer. Well, who else has a right to self-identity? Let me give you a little hint about where this is going. Pedophiles do. It's their orientation. They were born with it. It's not their fault. It's not a sickness. It's an orientation. They were born that way. It's not their fault. You can't harass them. You'll go to Twitter jail. Oh my God. Yeah, so safe space for pedophiles now on Twitter. Feel free to openly discuss your pedophilia, your predilections, your predispositions. It's all natural. It's all normal. It's all good.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Text writes, on the other hand, if Biden is the driving force behind his campaign's radical liberalism, he must be more in control of his faculties than you say he is. No, it's all consistent. I mean, this stuff came out of his mouth. I played you all the audio for all the things that I've told you about him. This is a guy who flat out said he's not going to do border enforcement. He is not going to do enforcement on the borders. We played all of this stuff. I mean, his Biden-Sanders plan says they're going to invite all of the world's migrants to come to America. Gallup puts that number at 160 million. It's right there in the Biden-Sanders plan. So it would make sense that he hires like-minded people. And as he, you know, his faculties wane, those people are still running the campaign. So no, both things are absolutely possible. In fact, highly likely. What's this idea that he's this old moderate Joe, man? But he might get fooled there by AOC. He's not getting fooled. He's already on board. He's been on board the whole time. All right, I found it. Here we go. This is what I was talking about. Remember Twitter banned QAnon? They consider it a conspiracy. It's a bunch of patriots who believe they're, you know, that there's a site where supposedly deep staters are messaging them about what's going to happen next, but none of it ever comes true. At least not the big stuff anyway. And I wanted to believe it too, but it's just I never mentioned it because I didn't know if it was true. And the closer we get to the election, the more likely we're going to see nothing's going on here. Anyway, Twitter banned the QAnon folks. There's a lot of them out there. In the same week, it greenlighted, under its terms of service, in other words, allowed discussions on, quote, attraction toward minors, now permitted on Twitter. This was in July. Twitter safety said that it shut down thousands of QAnon accounts. Again, those are just patriot accounts. They're right-wingers. Because they have the potential to lead to offline harm. Never had a violent incident from a QAnon person. Plenty of Antifa accounts out there, though. Isn't that weird? The Department of Homeland Security says they actually are violent in that leaked email, but Twitter doesn't care. But not a single QAnon violent incident. But that's okay. Had to ban thousands of those accounts. But discussions of pedophilia, yeah, that's okay. Same week. They changed the policy. Here it is. What is not a violation of policy? You can now openly discuss attractions toward minors. They want the pedophile community to be able to, you know, fully participate in Twitter. Oh, good. Good. I'm glad they're being included. Here's what they write. Discussions related to child sexual exploitation as a phenomenon or attraction toward minors are permitted, provided they don't promote or glorify child sexual exploitation in any way. Now, they go on to say artistic depictions of nude minors in non-sexualized context or setting may be permitted in a limited number of scenarios. Are you kidding me? E.g., works by internationally renowned artists that feature minors. So, hardcore Trump supporters, not allowed. Discussions of attractions toward children are allowed. Got it? And now we're putting people, conservative activists, black ones too, in Twitter jail for slamming pedophilia. Saying they ought to be castrated. Hey, look, I don't want anybody castrated. I don't think. I would like to see them jailed for life. I don't know about castration. Sounds a bit violent. But, I mean, given the fact that we're allowing pedophiles to openly discuss this, should we not have a discussion of how appropriate? Never mind. I give up. Forget it. Just watch them, folks. That's where they're going. Texture writes, hey, Tara, podcast is awesome. Listening to the show now at work. Thank you. It's supposed to be a highly downloadable, very compact radio product. So especially if you have a day where you miss the show, I try to compact everything into it that you need to know for that day, the most important stuff. Like once you know this, you're good. You're good to go. Texture writes, I called in a couple weeks ago about life in Oregon. That was a great call. I remember this. About life in Oregon in the 90s, pedophilia has been defended by state government then via NAMBLA, which had laws protecting their free speech and action. Oh, this is totally where they're going. Totally where they're going. Keep your eye on it. Twitter totally on board, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.